AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Welcome in. My favorite two words on the planet. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and you can always listen live on our online streaming and get connected to us 24/7. Don't you gotta love it? If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on air with me or my guests today. We'll rotate you in. We got several guests today. I'm very excited about our show. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Big Igloo Zebra, B-I-Z, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, 1-888-MY-SMALL-BUSINESS-CONCIERGE-30. Wow, I feel like I was just telling you guys, Happy New Year. Let's have a remarkable year. That's my word. Let's have a remarkable day. Let's have a remarkable month. Let's have a remarkable year. I'm not trying to wait till December 31st to have a remarkable year. I'm trying to have a remarkable year right now in the moment. So we are done with the month of January. I feel like we're on this race to December, that our time is just kind of flying by. Things just are going faster. Wow. So we are kicking off Black History Month, and we've got some great guests. I enjoy Black History Month. I love looking at the history, and I like what our young people are doing. I like where this generation is going, the generation behind me, the all of the generations behind me. There's so many generations behind me. I feel like I am getting up there in age. So I've got a few guests on with me today, and I've got three young men, African-American, from in their 20s to their mid-30s, and they're all entrepreneurial. They all have been doing these out-of-the-box kind of business, have started their own business, are doing their little gigs, and have career tracks and ideas. And I want to just chat with them and see what their generation is doing, and just kind of where our young men are at, our African-American men. And for those African-American young men and fathers and brothers and daddies and mothers all out there, let's salute these young men, and let's think about how we can push our kids to the next level and all our kids to the next level. We celebrate diversity. We celebrate these different months when they come up, like Cinco de Mayo, and we've got the different variety of people. We got Asians, Indians, and our Caucasian community, and all of these we celebrate. We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate Mother's Day. We celebrate Father's Day. So it is good to celebrate, for sure. So I've got a young man on that I've had an opportunity to meet personally. I knew of him. I've known his parents for a long time. They are retired Air Force folks. I'm an Air Force family, a military family. And so sometimes I just like to, like I said, bring on our young people and give them a little career boost, let them shine a little bit. And this is an impressive young man. His name is Teron Morris, and he has some exciting things that I'm going to share. I'm going to have him share with you today. But just to tell you a little bit about him, just to give you a little insight, Teron graduated with his Bachelor's of Arts degree in digital communications and a minor in psychology. That is just mind-blowing. Communications, digital communications, and psychology. I'm telling you, they're like polar opposites, but this is what this young man has done. He's a small business owner. He's into, like his degree says, media, digital communications, the arts, and on track to, I'm going to let him let that cat out of the bag, his next career choice, or taking what he's been doing and taking it into another career path. I'm so proud of this young man. Teron Morris, thank you for joining me on the show today. I know that we are parachuting into your day and you've got some things going on. You're with your clients and you're taking time to talk to us today. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Miss Margaret? I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the invite.
No problem. So we've really have met and have just known each other like 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes, but just so impressive. Tell me about how did you get into, you just decided to start a small business. You're doing audio video production and all of these things. How did you just get on that path? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started video editing in high school. So I was always kind of involved with kind of production. And as I got older, I majored in digital comm at University of Texas at San Antonio, got a camera, and I just started doing some work with a couple friends locally. And then I figured I might as well start making some money for this since I already enjoyed doing it. So I started my business, 98 Shots. So, you know, a hobby that turned into a small business opportunity.
I love that. 98 Shots, a hobby. And there's a lot of hobbyists out there. They're not all in their 20s. Some of them are in their much older, 30s, 40s. And we talk about that at SBDC when I'm working with those clients. Yeah, are you a hobbyist or do you really want to create a business? You know, one in 10 Black men start businesses compared to our white counterparts. One in 3 white men start businesses. And so it's great that you had the courage to step out and start your business and you know, make your own path. But now that wasn't enough for you. So now you're doing 98 Shots and now you have an opportunity. You're getting ready to kind of change your career path to incorporate what? What is that next step? I want you to share with the audience. I don't want to let that cat out of the bag.
Well, I used my experience as kind of a stepping stone for I'm attempting to join the Navy for public affairs. And if you know what public affairs entails, it's a lot of writing, a lot of video to show the mission of the command of different bases in the military. And I've really been able to use my experience for to stand out for against other applicants, right? I have a lot of real world experience just from 98 Shots and other projects that I've been involved in. And I'm hoping to expand my tool set to even a more professional workplace as the military.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. I've got to ask this question. Inquiring Minds 101. My brain is kind of locked on this. You've got this video production. You've got the Navy. You've got public relations. What's up with the psychology? How does that fit into all of this? How does that, is that just to stay, you know, sane, or what's the deal?
That's kind of something I've always been interested in. My mom is a counselor, so it kind of goes hand in hand. So I guess that's where my interest stems from. And I appreciate, and I just kind of like learning, you know, why do people tick and what is the reasoning for how people react to certain things. And in the having a small business, you're talking to a lot of different types of people. So kind of learning how everybody ticks and kind of figure out a way how to communicate with a variety of different people, I think has really helped in the workplace.
Wow. So here's a question I want you to kind of chew on a little bit and give us a response to, is that what would you like to achieve with your life? What is the biggest goal? What is the thing that you would feel like? Because we have these milestones and these achieving moments, like getting your bachelor's degree, getting a master's degree, and climbing the corporate ladder, climbing the Navy ranks, right? But what is it that you, as Teron, as a young man, as a African-American male, what is it that you want to, in your heart, that, you know, I would really like to do that and be at that level and make a difference or make your own ding on the universe? What is that?
I don't think it's anything as an accomplishment. It's more of just being happy with what I'm doing and feeling like I'm making a difference with whoever I'm working with, and feeling like, not accomplished as in a physical award or anything, but having the feeling that I'm doing what I want to do on an everyday basis, and I'm looking forward to my job and going there every day to hit the ground running, and having that kind of feeling of I really enjoy doing this. And I know that's very difficult for a lot of people. So I guess that's what the goal is, kind of pursue things that I'm interested in. And then hopefully I get to a place where it's just something that it doesn't feel like a job, and it feels like I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing.
There you go. Last question before I get you off and let you get back to your job, your work there. What advice would you give to other young people out there today? What would you say to them?
Pursue something that you not just want to do, but are willing to work at consistently. You're not going to be the best at anything right away, so don't commit to the idea of the career you're pursuing, but commit to getting better every day. Commit to improving your skill set in whichever field that you decide to go in at, because it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's not going to come easy. There's a lot of people who want to do the same thing as you, regardless of how niche you think your career field is. Just be committed to working hard every day and improving every day, even if it's something little. Commit to learning one thing about your career every day and build upon that. That's probably what be my main advice to people getting into the workforce.
Those are words that you can take to the bank, young folks out there. Teron Morris, thank you. You crushed it. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning into the show. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW. Ain't no job, it's
live, it's all the way. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome in to February. That is so old school. I was like in high school when that came out. That's when you could understand the words to a rap song. Okay, so I think that was Lakeside, Fantastic Voyage or something like that. So what an awesome young man. Teron Morris crushed it at the end. Just great advice to our young people out there. Those of you that are listening in, or parents, you can have your kids, young people, listen to this show later if you'd like. But yeah, don't just commit to the idea. Commit to the day-to-day, because the honeymoon, the idea and the concept is always the honeymoon. I love it. It's going to be great. And, you know, that's the honeymoon. But when the honeymoon wears off, that's where the real work starts. And do you have the staying power to fulfill that idea, that concept, to create it and take it into a business system or whatever that career is? Don't just you know, enjoy the idea. Sometimes you have people, they want to have a honeymoon. They want to live their life on a honeymoon, right? They want to have honeymoon ideas, and they never go deep enough to really create a career and or a business or a life that allows them to have something much, much more rich, much, much more deeper. So that was great advice. I'm going to bring on my next guest. Also, a young man who is amazing, doing some great things, looking to go back to school in the fall. Digital marketing communications has been doing creative arts work, audio videos. These are all creatives. Like I said before, they're all creatives. And I'm just loving to give them just a little boost in their career. It is not common, or it's rare, to, unless you're a high profiler, to bring them on a show that's reaching the world, that's reaching the nation, that is in the fourth largest market in the nation, Silicon Valley Bay Area, iHeartRadio, and around the world. This is an opportunity. So Christopher Campbell, thank you for joining us on this show today. So you have also the entrepreneurial bug. And how did that happen? And how did you, because you're also like an amazing sales guy. So let's talk a little bit about your world. Welcome, Christopher Campbell, onto the show.
Well, first of all, Ms. Margaret, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity. And mostly sales experience in my professional career. I think that is actually where this creativity had the opportunity to blossom. It honestly started off with a friend who was looking to start promoting some music, and they knew I had sales experience and I could figure out how to sell just about anything. So they asked me about it. After doing some research, I realized we needed a lot of content, because that's really the way the world moves these days, is through, you know, visual audio content. And I found that one of the best ways to get that content created would be to make it myself, as opposed to finding a million different content creators or, you know, shelling out a bunch of cash that we didn't have available at the time. And so I bought a camera and I started it, and, you know, the rest was history after that. That's what really pushed me in that direction.
Wow. And so now fast forwarding, so you've been doing this career or videography, the audio, the putting together content, and just making things, getting opportunities to work. So how long have you been doing that? How many?
So first camera purchase was in 2019 as far as doing videography, photography, but I did start doing some live production work starting all the way back in 2015, doing live production work, you know, audio, visual for live shows.
So now that's exciting. So you've been around the industry for about 8 years, right? So you're learning some things. You're getting a handle on some things, and so that's exciting. And again, like I said in the first segment, we've got 1 in 10 black men starting businesses, and you've had the courage to step out there to try your hand at not just doing this video production work. My first company, by the way, was an audio video production company back in the early 2000s. And so we did a lot of different types of projects, a lot of different work, from audio video to when Flash first came on the scene. It was really popular using that tool. We did a lot of, we supported a production company that was doing $40,000 Flash brochures for Cisco Systems in our homeland security and all of that. So it gets exciting. So where are you going today? What is that trajectory? I know that you're looking to start digital marketing classes in the fall and you want to continue your education. So career-wise, what are you looking at? Are you going to continue as an entrepreneur? Or what do you see in your future?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I believe that the combination of the things that I enjoy are really what is going to be filling out what my long-term career is. And that includes that sales experience that you referenced earlier. And starting with the digital marketing classes, my ultimate goal is to become my own digital marketing agency. And so using that sales experience and understanding and learning the marketing that goes along with that sales, and then also having the opportunity to be in videography and in production and understanding how the content is created for some of these businesses to move and push them forward, I want to put myself in a position to be able to service those businesses in that digital marketing space.
That's fantastic. Do you feel like, we got about a minute before we go to commercial break, do you feel like you're a little bit older, you're in your mid-30s, and you have this leadership quality about yourself? Do you see others, younger people looking up to you?
Honestly, I look up to the younger people. I don't really take the time to notice if they're looking up to me, honestly. I look up to them. There's a lot of courage in our youth to step out and try new things, and I try to embody that and not, you know, let my age or anything stop me. So I look up to a lot of those guys, and I try to work with them and develop with them and treat them as peers.
That's awesome. I got to go to a commercial break. Stay on the line. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW. Margaret Jackson here on Bay Area's Business and Finance Leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. We are moving through our hour. Sharp, young African-American men making their stand in the universe and their life. Everyone is born with tremendous purpose, and you must position and posture yourself to achieve what only you can achieve. You were born with a purpose. I'm going to bring on my third guest, Albie Jackson, who is a business owner, content creator, storyboard artist extraordinaire, and he is just a thrill to be a part of my life. He is also my son, so I'm going to bring him in. Got to give this guy some kudos. Just has done some amazing things, and so I'm going to give him a little boost. That's what we're supposed to do. Make sure that you are taking your kids and you're giving them a boost. Encourage them, invest in them. And so sometimes as parents, you know, we're quick and easy to maybe point out those things that they've misstepped or done wrong. But sometimes we need to make sure that we're going back and we're celebrating them and helping them take their steps in their own lives and careers and college and education. He is a graduate of SAE Expression College with an animation and creative arts degree, graduated at the top of his class. So we're going to bring him on. We've got a few minutes before we get out of this segment. It's a quickie. Albie Jackson, thank you for joining me on this show, sir.
Well, and thank you for having me here tonight.
Awesome. Awesome. So now, this is amazing. You're an amazing young man. You've done a lot of great work. You're a storyboard artist. Can you tell us a little bit of the work that you've done in the industry as a storyboard artist and some of the companies and organizations that you've worked for, production houses? Just give us a little glimpse of what you've been doing. We've got about 3 minutes before we land into a commercial.
All right. Yeah, I'll provide the spark notes for those. So I've been working in the industry for about 3 to 4 years now. I've worked with animation houses that have done videos for YouTube. Then I've worked my way up to working for places like CBS, Viacom CBS, now Paramount. And I've worked with Nickelodeon as well.
and other various indie companies as well.
So as a storyboard artist and a content creator, and you're a pretty creative young man, and you have these opportunities around you, how do you see your future? What are the things that you're a business owner, you have a company? Tell us a little bit about your company and what are you doing there?
So a lot of it mostly is, it's a series of different services that I provide. For one thing, content creation is the big one because that's where I get most of my marketing, is literally creating content for places like Twitch and TikTok and things like that. Another aspect is really providing artistic services for other content creators that want to try to get into sort of that social media sphere as a creator themselves. Also helping other people who are trying to start their own small business in that sense.
That's absolutely fantastic. And so before we go to a commercial break, just give us one little thing, whatever you want it to be, that you love most about what you're doing.
What I love to do is the fact that I, as a small business owner, versus saying working in the industry, is I have a lot more freedom to basically be as creatively savvy as possible for the most part. And a lot of that really is just like, you got to really work hard to really plant those seeds early on and actually like be patient with it for the most part, because it's not like, it's not a easy step to do. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes a lot of, but the overall results is really good.
So being your own business owner. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Hang on, we're going to bring Christopher back, and we're going to bring Albie back in the next segment and get the shows wrapped up here today. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be back, y'all.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome in into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. My favorite segment, because we are focused on those micro businesses, those small businesses. And by the way, a small business is defined by Small Business Administration as fewer than 500 employees. So if you have 499 employees, we're talking about you. You're doing something fantastically right to be at that level. If you're anywhere from 100 to 499 employees, the average income is about $40.77 million. I'm not mad at you. Crush it. Crush it. Crush it. So we're doing some exciting things at the Small Business Concierge. And again, you can connect with us at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We have a lot of great resources. Our Small Business Fitness Center continues to blossom, and we're continuously adding resources, videos, trainings. And now we've added a section where, if you don't know where to get started, depending on where you're at in your business, we have a recommended for column. So if you haven't gotten your membership, you can go out to our website and get your membership, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Go out to the membership plans. And actually, we add something to the membership plans. If you get an annual membership, which is the most popular membership, you're going to get a free advertising full page ad created by us worth over $1,700 to put in our Small Business Concierge digital catalog that is viewed and read and used digitally around the world on issue.com. So that's another way to make sure you're getting your content out there. Content creation is king. Content is king. You better be doing something crazy great in the digital space. So a lot of great things out there. Our magazine is going to be published soon. We are, in fact, I'll give you a little kind of preview. Our theme for the magazine to kick off this year is small business fitness. And so we're excited about that. We've got a lot of new contributors. We're excited to have them. Amazing small business owners. Remember, the Small Business Concierge magazine is a magazine for small businesses. It is your voice. You are the thought leaders. You are the experts in your disciplines, and we want to hear from you. If you want to contribute to our magazine, you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. We can get you plugged in and help you get that first article into our magazine in your space, in from your business. You are, like I said, the expert. So that being said, I'm going to bring my guests back on. And Alvie Jackson and Christopher Campbell are helping me kick off Black History Month. And as entrepreneurs, they have stepped out. They are crushing it. And I am really thrilled to know that there is more to come. Again, and I would tell you, parents, just by the way, over 60% worldwide, our college students, young people want to be entrepreneurs. So the career landscape has changed. It isn't just go to college, get your degree, go get a job, and work in it for 20 years. They want to be entrepreneurs. So as you're talking to your young kids, and as you're talking to your children getting ready to go to college, talk to them about entrepreneurship. It is really, really an excellent career. It is a viable and very real career. And so there's a lot of things that we can do to help that along at Small Business Concierge, and certainly with resources like SCORE, Small Business Development Center, Women's Business Centers, and if they go in the military and they get out and they want to start their career, Veterans Business Centers. So there's a lot of resources, Renaissance Centers, just a lot of resources to get them on the right path, entrepreneurship training or classes. There's degrees in entrepreneurship. So have a real conversation with them about that. You might not want them to go down that path, and you might be one that says, yeah, you just need to go get a real job. Their career, I just have to tell you that entrepreneurship is not just a real job. It's a lot of real hard work at it. And as you scale and as you go it the right type of way, you have the opportunity to really create a viable business, a competitively advantaged business. So let's get behind them and push for sure. So I got about 1 minute before I'm out of this commercial. I'm due a commercial. So I'm going to bring Christopher back on really quick. Christopher, I got a quick question for you. What advice would you give to young aspiring entrepreneurs?
Well, to keep it quick and simple, just be yourself. There's going to be a lot of people that do the same thing per se, but they're not going to do it like you. So you've got to add a little bit of yourself to your goals, your objectives, and your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so with that being said, we're going to go to our commercial break here. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, where Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome in. my producer's just crushing the music on this show. Nice. Welcome in. We're at the bottom of our hour, and it just goes so fast. We might have to change that one day and do a 2-hour show for you and bring on some back-to-back guests, do some fun stuff. I want to say this again to parents, and I want to thank my guests for helping me kick off Black History Month. Young African-American men really taking their steps for their life to make their own ding on their universe, and this should be the opportunity for every young person out there, regardless of your nationality. You have purpose. You have a life to live wherever you're at on the planet. You have destiny. You have purpose. And you need to take the time to do the work to achieve what's in your heart to achieve. And so there's a lot of things going on around the world, and we want to make sure we shout out to our young people all over the world that has dreams that they want to fulfill in their life. And parents, get behind your kids and push. They're not always going to align what you might think they should have for their life. There is a dream and a vision and a destiny inside of them. Help them live it. Help them live what's in them to live. They're going to get the best joy. And when you're really living your dream and your purpose, money and finance will begin to chase you. You don't have to just be doctors and lawyers. And we appreciate that. And we think that that's great and being practical jobs, but let them live the destiny that's on their lives. So I got a question here. Christopher, what do you want to accomplish this year professionally?
Well, professionally, this year is really just for me about learning. A lot of it is just, relearning some things that I may have thought I knew and gathering some more information to better myself for the long term.
That's awesome. And investing in yourself, that is the best thing you can do. I love investing in myself. I'm actually learning Spanish right now. I'm actually using Babbel to learn Spanish. Yo soy Margarita. So for those of you that don't know who I am, I just said I am Margarita. I'm Margaret. And so I love it. I'm also in a certification. So investing in yourself, you should always be a lifelong learner. Alvy, let's ask you, what do you want to accomplish this year professionally in your life?
I guess when it comes to what I want to accomplish for this year professionally is growing my network for the most part, because now that I spent maybe like the last year or so just like figuring out how to start a business. Now I want to try and maintain that business with a robust network of influence.
Right. And actually, I've been Alvy's coach and so business coach. And so you've worked on your idea assessment. You've done your business model canvas. We're working through your financial model. And these are the foundational pieces that really gives your business the stability that it needs. And you can project and you can look at where you want to take that company. I'm going to ask you this same question, Alvy, that I asked Christopher and Teron before we get off the show. What advice would you give to young aspiring entrepreneurs out there?
That's actually a good question, because like when it comes to being an aspiring entrepreneur, I would say don't expect it to be a get rich quick kind of thing. I would say when you're starting out, it is a lot of hard work. It is something that you have to take time to develop. It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of energy. There's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. And again, at the end of the day, it will be worth it, because where I am now versus where I was 2 years ago is vastly different. So I guess I would say to the entrepreneurs is to try and be patient building your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
Because that, I said that's race, people of business versus the working part of it.
Okay. So last question for Christopher before I've got to get out of this show. Christopher, you have daughters. And as a father, what's the advice would you give them as they're growing up to live their dreams? What would you say to other fathers out there and to their children? And what would you say to your daughters in terms of their dreams?
Well, I try to keep a well-rounded aspect with my daughters because I know that, you know, they may want to go into careers where they work for someone, and that's perfectly fine. But I like the ability that they may see me doing, you know, working for others at times and also working to build my business. And I just want them to know that they have those options. It's not a cookie cutter system where they have to do it a certain way. They have the option to choose.
I'm going to have to jump in. That is fantastic. We have to jump off. They're wrapping up the show here. Christopher, we got most of that. Thank you for tuning into the show. We're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.